This week's Parsha, Parsha Tazria, continues the Torah's discussion of the things that generate Tumah. But there's a very big difference between what we heard in last week's Parsha, Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, and what we read about beginning with Parsha Tazria, Perek Yud Bet Nun. And that is that in Perek Yud Aleph, we're speaking about Tumah that comes from animals, fish, birds, bugs, not from humans. From Tazria, Perek Yud Bet Nun, we're talking about the tumah that comes from human beings. Parsha begins, Yisha ki tazriya v'yalda zachar. Even in the birth of a human being, there's tumah that comes through that process. And Rashi comments on this relationship, on this change of tone, of topic, from the rest of civilization, the rest of beings of this world, to human beings. Rashi writes, quoting the Medrash Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Simloi, Kishem shi yitzirato shel adam achar kol behema chayav ha'of. Just as in the creation of the world, man was created after all of the other beings, kach torato nitparsha achar torat behema chayavov. Or in other words, the order we go in here in Parsha Shmini and Tazria mimics the order of how they were created initially. Which of course pushes the question one step forward, or one step back. What is the significance of humans being created at the end of the creation schedule, the end of the chain of command? And I think the answer to this question cuts in two different, opposite, even opposing directions. On the one hand, we know that human beings are a higher level of existence. Even people who are not religious and believing in the religious understanding of things can recognize the difference that human beings have of other creatures. We may deny it, we may not want to highlight it, but it's a difference. Maybe a very good source for this is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where Rav Shimon ben Elazar tells us that we don't see animals who work, and yet they have the food that they need. So too human beings who are created on a higher level, because all of the creations of the world were created to serve human beings. Lo nivru ela l'sham sheni. The rest of the world's creations are created to serve me, and I'm created for the higher purpose to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I also should be able to have what I need without pain and suffering. If we don't have panasa easily, it's because we've done something wrong. Human beings are a higher level. They're created l'shamesh et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, human beings are a higher level of intelligence, a higher level of functionality, for a higher purpose. On the other hand, one could see human beings being created last, the tumah of human beings mentioned afterwards and having so much more severity to it, as we read in Parshas Tazria and Mitzora, to imply something very different. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Chet tells us that human beings were created last, that in case they get too haughty, in Tazuach Da'ato Alav, will tell human beings, Yetush Kadmecha B'Masa Bereshit, that a mosquito was created before you in the creation of the world. Or in other words, man being last can also be seen as man being less. And the reason this is so is because man has so much more potential. If he uses it for the good, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's so much higher. But if he uses it or doesn't use it for the good, it ends up being used for the bad and he's so much less. Because he can be destructive and negative and vile. The same Gemara quotes a Davar Acher. The reason man was created last is so that he should be able to use the world. Kadesh Yikanes L'mitzvah Miyad. He should have all the things that are needed for him to function properly. Kadesh Yikanes L'suda Miyad. He should be able to enjoy the things he needs to enjoy. Or in other words, man is the highest level of creation because he has the highest purpose. What he does with it determines whether he takes this last place in the highest form or the lowest form. The Medrash quotes Rabbi Yochanan's statement about this duality in reference to a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Uflametet, Achor Vekedem Sartani. Rabbi Yochanan said, Im zacha adam ochol shnei olamot. If a person in merit, he can eat and enjoy two worlds, this world and the next world. Man is supposed to enjoy this world. V'im lav, but if a man does not function properly, he's going to have to give not only a din v'cheshbon in the next world, but for what he misused in this world. And so, the tumah of human beings, coming after the tumah of animals, highlights our greater potential for good, but also the negativity that can come out of our failure to realize that good. May we learn from this lesson what birth of a human being can mean and take advantage of our presence of human beings, l'shamesh et koni. Shabbat shalom.